morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 8th at noon. Selling over 800 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's the McAllister Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 8th at noon. 918-423-2834.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. U.S. President Donald Trump joined leaders from Mexico and Canada in signing the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Trump gathered together with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and outgoing Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto on the sidelines of the G20 summit meeting going on in Buenos Aires. The revised agreement will replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. At the signing, Trump says the new agreement will change the trade landscape forever. Now comes the challenging part. Lawmakers in each country still need to ratify the agreement. That may prove to be extra difficult in the U.S. because Democrats are taking control of the House of Representatives in January. Several Democrats have already been very vocal in wanting changes to the agreement. The CBC News website says the final vote could even be close in the U.S. Senate. Some Republican senators have been critical of Trump's trade policies. However, under the rules of fast-track authority, changes are not supposed to be made after a legal document has been officially signed. Ag groups responded to the signing of this agreement, called the USMCA. Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the U.S. beef producers are one step closer to unrestricted, science-based trade continuing in North America. Kester says the agreement brings the trading relationship with U.S. neighbors into the 21st century. The National Association of Wheat Growers and the U.S. Wheat Associates said that this is good news for wheat producers. Most notably, the USMCA gives tariff-free access to imported U.S. wheat for longtime flour milling customers in Mexico. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts says the signing marks an important step towards Congress considering the new agreement, which he's looking forward to in the new year. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agreement secures greater access to the Mexican and Canadian markets and lowered barriers for many American products. In other news, Bayer Ag has announced it will exit the animal health business. In a press call on Thursday, Bayer CEO Warner Baumann announced that the company would sell its animal health unit, along with consumer brands Coppertone and Dr. Scholl's. The move includes the reduction of 12,000 jobs globally. Baumann says of the portfolio changes that the decisions were not made necessary by the recent acquisition, and certainly not by the glyphosate litigation in the United States, referring to the acquisition of Monsanto that closed earlier this fall. Bayer's stock has fallen more than 35% in the last year. Bayer Animal Health consists of nearly a dozen product lines for pets and farm animals, including the antibiotic Baytril. The North America unit of Bayer Animal Health is located in Shawnee, Kansas, part of the so-called Kansas City Animal Health Corridor. You got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.